Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things beauty, social media, and things. I'm Robert Welsh.
Science. And I'm James Welsh.
Listen, it's bittersweet today.
Bittersweet.
Memories. It is our last episode. Yes, some of you have been asking us, when's it coming back, and we have struggled to find the time and keep up and all this stuff, and we kept saying to ourselves, you know, record all of it, and we kept trying to figure out ways to keep this podcast going, and unfortunately, we can't figure it out.
We can't do it. Listen, we just do not have the time at the moment. That isn't to say it's never coming back, just
correct.
This year, we're not continuing.
Yes, so consider this the last ever episode, but also keep your imaginations open. After all, do you believe in magic? What was I going to say, we are actually putting every episode right from the beginning again over on our joint channel on YouTube. It's the Welsh Twins. You just type it into YouTube, you'll see us. We also post videos there Friday and Sunday. So, you know, if you want to hear our voices, fine. And sometimes we'll even put up like exclusive like podcast episodes onto that channel. So watch out for it about that. James, how was Korea? You've just come back from Korea.
I literally came back yesterday and it was so good. It was so exciting.
Yeah, you look like you had the best time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good. Leah, who is the founder of Crave Beauty, literally like hooked us up with everyone.
Yeah.
There is to know as far as like food, cosmetics, other influencers go. So we got our hair done by someone who does all the K-pop people. Like, well, while I was in there, two of my favorite groups were getting ready for a show.
Stop.
They were in their outfits and stuff.
Did you see them?
Done. Yeah, I did, but I was really professional. I just kind of side-eyed while I was walking to get my hair washed.
Why didn't you run up to him screaming and crying?
That's what I would have done. That would have been the normal thing to do.
That would have been the decent thing to do.
Yeah, but I was being professional. And then we went to Unistella, who like does Blackpink's nails. Then we went to, who else did we do? We did a facial massage. Oh my God, Robert, this facial massage. It's called a Golgi massage, right? And it's like what people do instead of getting like filler. And it completely reshapes your face. It was the most painful thing I've ever done, but it was so, like, so good, so good.
What was painful about it?
They just go in. They, like, there's bits on your face you didn't know hurt. Like, they release all this tension from your face.
Like, under your cheekbones and stuff.
Just do so many things. But I found someone in London who does it, so I'll be interested to see if it's the same thing.
Oh, let's go. I want that. I want that immediately. Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. Because I always feel like I have tension under my cheekbones. Yeah. In, like, what are the labial?
Yes, labial folds.
Nasolabial folds under there, under my cheek, and in my jaw, between my eyebrows.
Yeah, well, that's actually where she started the massage, was like right in between the eyebrows, and it hurt really, really bad. But even like I could feel my whole body, because she did the neck as well, and I could feel like my whole body relaxing, And like, you can see when I'm speaking after that, I'm speaking from like a different area on my face. Does that make sense?
You're talking like this on the side of your mouth.
Yeah, I'm talking to the side of my mouth. No, but my face just looks more even. It was really, really good. Really, right.
Need it immediately. Absolutely immediately. Yeah. I'm trying to think what we've been up to since the... But it's been so long. We've done so many things.
Yeah, what's it been? 5 years?
Yeah, what's it been? About 2-5 years? Oh, we did a meet and greet in Wales.
That was really so good. Fun.
We met loads of great people in Cardiff with Space and Cave. That mm-hmm. was lash. It was a great time. We had a great weekend. Was it a weekend? It wasn't. It was during the week.
Oh, God, sorry. Bree just walked into the room and I did shit so quietly.
What? Oh, I thought you were just doing a really weird burp.
No, I had my breath taken away by the ghoulish monster in my doorway.
Hi, baby. Do we do what we love in before an advert or after an advert?
We do it before an advert.
Okay. James, one last time. The final time. Is there anything you've been loving this week, months?
Yes, you know what? I actually have an empty set in front of me that I didn't think was going to be an empty at all.
That's crazy.
This is The Ordinary's Soothing Ooh. And Barrier Support Serum. And this it's got lipids, vitamins, and phytotechnologies for epidermal repair in it. And it's their pink serum that kind of looks like Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, yeah, you were looking for that.
Yeah, I found it and I bought it 4 times over because it's very good at soothing my skin. Yeah, my skin, there's so much less redness. It tends to react to actives in a different way as well. I've been using it for about 2 months and I tend to not flush up as much when I use it.
How is it with your rosacea?
I think it's actually improving it. Bearing in mind, I've been using LED light therapy near infrared, which I think really, really does help my rosacea. But this just seems to be giving it like the little boost it needs to react less to other products and kind of like have a bit more strength.
Right. Okay, perfect. And I'm going to put you on the spot. Is there anything that's non-beauty related that you've been loving?
Oh, there's this podcast called Radio Rental. Did I show you it?
I recognize the name.
Yeah. So Radio Rental, I don't know if, because it's American, I don't know if we've done it on purpose, but that's like Cockney rhyming slang for mental. But it's about, it's like true horror stories, not always horror, but more like scary things, situations people have been in. But it's just produced
I love that, like true life.
Yeah, yeah. But it's produced in a way where there's no like stupid, unnecessary sound effects. There's, you know, a bit of background music.
Right.
And the stories are mostly true. Like there's a few haunted ones which you can't say are true, but a lot of it is more about weird people. But I really, really like it, especially for spooky season.
Spooky says Nan. Great.
Says Nan. Yeah, Rami.
Yeah.
Is there anything you've been loving?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's a habit that I notice, I do, that I realize other people do. And I think it comes from working in beauty retail, but I also think everyone does it also. There's this like one facial spray where if you've had like a really rough moment or you come back off your break and you need like a thing, people grab a face spray and they spray it and like it's a fix-all for everything. You know, when people in England are like, oh my God, someone just died. Right, let's have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Like that should fix everything. I do it all the time, and I noticed that before we came on here, I was cleaning in my room, and I was like, "Hey, no, let me get my thoughts together." And I picked up a face mist, and I sprayed it all over my face. I was like, "Right, let's go." And I've been using the Caudalie. Is that how you say it? Caudalie.
I think so. I've been corrected a few different times.
I, for some reason, in my brain, there was an L in there and it was Caudalie.
Oh, no, that's definitely not it.
Right, it's either Caudalie or Caudalie.
Yeah, I think it's Caudalie.
But it's the grape water. And I don't know what it does. And I couldn't tell you what, you know, anything it does at all. Other than the fact that it's really, like, refreshing on the skin, on my skin. But it just, I don't know, it just makes my skin feel and look a lot better than it did just a minute ago, and it makes me ready for everything, including death.
Wait, what's it called?
Grape water.
By who?
By Caudalie.
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 Is there anything that's not beauty related that you've been on?
I think I've told you this already, and I shared it over on some social medias, but I've been obsessed with watching people play the role play version of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, I know.
I'm still doing it. So for those who don't, there's this game called Grand Theft Auto, which is a very violent game on PlayStation, right? But what some people have done is they've taken the game, like the map of the game, exactly how it is, and made like this role play version where you go on. They make their own worlds, and people go on and they role play, but they role play as like ambulance people, police people, or there's people who make their own service. Go on.
Is it not just Grand Theft Auto Online?
No. It's like Grand Theft Auto Online, but it's a whole separate thing. So you have to download this different program. They can put things in there, like they can change the sky, they can change the. It's really clever how they do it. And you can go in and you can role play as like different jobs and things like that. And I've just been watching people be like detectives. Some people create a one where they're a serial killer and all this. Like it's really, really fun to watch. It's really good. All right, listen, let's take a break and then we'll be right back with you for the final episode. James, cry. Oh my God, what are you doing? Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're back. That was exciting.
Wow, I love that so much.
Yeah. Listen, today we just thought we'll end it on a classic. We want to talk about just things that have been kind of bothersome online We just want to talk about things that have been kind of bothersome online, things that are kind of like annoying us, what we hope to see in the future for beauty in the social media space and in general, and just go have just a discussion, really. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean. Don't really know what else to say about it.
No, and that's the end of the episode. Thank you.
Wow, bye everyone.
Let me talk about this really quickly, actually, while we're on a podcast and doing a podcast. How do you feel about podcasts moving into actually just a visual? You know what I mean? Because a lot of the time now, people are like, you should do a podcast. And it's like, well, we do have one. And like, no, like a video podcast. So you mean a video? You mean a YouTube video?
Here's my thinking about is I do watch podcasts on YouTube, but only because I pay for YouTube Premium. Mm-hmm. So I can lock my phone and kind of walk around the house. And it's not because I want to sit there and see people talking. It's just because... You know, maybe I haven't downloaded it on my podcast app or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate it. Sometimes it is nice to sit there and watch two people talking about random stuff, but I don't necessarily think it adds anything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't think either way about it.
You know what? I really like how Spotify now have audiobooks on there. Did you know this?
No, but I know they do video on there too.
Huh?
I watched a podcast the other day that was a video.
No.
And it was exclusive to Spotify, so it wasn't even on YouTube.
You know what, James? The world's changing too fast for me.
Too fast, and that's why we're ending this.
We can't keep up.
Can't keep up. We're doing it.
No, we actually can't keep up, to be fair.
Yeah, it's not a joke, is it?
It's not really a joke, is it?
Do you care? Well, here's the thing. It is quite nice to have... the choice, I guess, right? To pick between like watching, sitting down and watching your podcast. But then I guess it depends, when do you do listen to them? I listen to them when I'm tidying up.
Yeah, I do too.
Or I'm doing my skincare.
You know, I it's when I'm tidying up or when I'm doing something where I just need something on in the background, and that could be showering, cleaning a room, doing whatever. But you know what it is for me? I think I just like to keep my platforms separate. You know what I mean? Podcasts are audio, YouTube is visual. You know, like, it James, it scares me. No, I just find it like a little bit like, I don't know. I like to keep, like when Instagram went into video, I was like, oh my God, the world's falling apart.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, I don't know, because I get that, like, people want to streamline their socials. Some people do. But most people don't, to be honest. But then I say that there are podcasts I follow on YouTube, or like horror story videos, you know, where they just show a graphic and then play stories over the top.
Yeah.
That are also podcasts, but because I discover them on YouTube, I don't feel the need to go over to Apple Podcasts app or whatever and find them on there, you know?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't really think it adds anything or takes away anything. Like, we're about to put our podcast on YouTube, and that's only because we feel like there's been comments on YouTube asking about the podcast, you know?
Yes.
Or people don't know we have it.
But, and you know what as well, though? YouTube have the option now to upload a podcast. So I think that's what why I was like, okay, let's put it on there just so it's on YouTube also. Again, crossing platform. Because then what's the difference between a YouTube playlist and a YouTube podcast, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Life's changing.
I just think it makes things messy as well. Like, I don't love still shorts in my YouTube feed. It just looks unstructured.
No. Everyone's trying to do everything. Everyone's trying to be the ultimate, like,
platform.
You know, platform. Yeah. And it's a little bit like, you know what? Everyone needs to take it easy.
Yeah.
You know, TikTok, stick to your 1 minute video upload limit. Instagram, stick to your pictures. YouTube, stick to your long form. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Is it obvious I'm doing something to my face while I'm talking?
You sound like your face is, like, your cheeks are moving too much.
Okay, yeah, no, I am. I'm giving myself a cheek massage. I'll stop.
Right, stop that.
Now, let me ask you something. I've noticed quite the shift in you and, like, what's it called? Like, oh my God, what's it called?
Hurry up.
Oh, so in like social media marketing, let's say, one thing I've noticed is a lot of brands are doing a lot more with what's considered or what's called, well, do they still call them micro-influencers? Because that's quite patronizing.
It does feel patronizing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I guess they are. They do still call them that.
Yeah, so micro-influencers, they're called. I don't know what the following is to be considered a micro-influencer, but people who have, like, good platforms and are, like, you know, up-and-coming influencers, a lot of brands are doing a lot more collaborations with them, which I think is really nice. There's been some really great stuff recently coming out of these kind of more brands doing things with smaller influencers. I think it's good. I think that's a nice thing.
I think there's two reasons for it. I think the first one is that, especially on TikTok, and I know this sounds bad, but not a lot of people care who it is who's testing the product. They just want to hear,
they don't.
You know, what someone's opinion on the product. And for brands, that means they can pay cheap or, you know, pay like a smaller amount, but get some good reusable content that they can use over and over. And I will say, as an influencer grows, a brand's usage rights on their content gets harder and harder and more expensive. So, like, I feel like, you know, when you start younger, but also a lot of influencers are kind of getting clued up to that and kind of standing their ground and being like, no, I know I'm a smaller influencer, but I've made you this really good content that you're going to use nonstop. So I deserve usage rights too. But I also think people, like, brands are starting to notice the power of just somebody who creates good content and how that is good for the influencer themselves as far as longevity goes. But also, again, that it gives the brand a good piece of content. Because I'm not being funny, but me and another micro-influencer who I won't name, we're friends, I'm just not naming them because I don't know if they want to be, like, shouted out on a podcast. We both had the same job, right?
Yeah.
And this really made me kind of, like, think I need to step up my game. And we both did the same sponsorship, and my one was literally me smiling, holding the bottle of the product, right? And their one was this amazing, almost perfume advert quality short video that, you know, I could only guess they got paid less for because of their following. Sure. And now this brand had this incredible piece of content from this, what is considered in quotations, micro influencer that they could use over and over and over. And I guess in that way, they were using, not using us, but paying us really for different things, or picking us as different influencers for different things.
Right.
So it just made me think, how fucking dare I
go
on the internet, hold a bottle and smile and demand money for it.
It's so, that's so terrible. And it's like, it's we're not being half-assed. It's just kind of what we're used to in terms of ads. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like in terms of sponsorship. So like, okay, talk about this for this long, why you like it, why you use it, why you would recommend it. And that's it. Whereas people really do now, like, create, you know, content. Because it's not about the person anymore, is it? It's more about the, what people are seeing, if that makes sense.
The visuals, so it is
almost, so it is almost like when you're doing like a TikTok, for example, it's not being like, you want me to say my opinion on this foundation? Let's do it. It's kind of like, this is why you should buy this foundation. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, for the audience benefit rather than you having the discussion with the audience about your opinions. Does that make sense, or is that all backwards?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I think that's what it is. I think brands are realizing what people have been saying for the longest time. Like, they need to pay for good content and not just the most viewed figures, you know?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I hope to happen?
Go on.
Or the next coming year, I want TikTok to burn out slightly, and not in a way because, like, I don't like it and I don't use it, and, you know, all the usual complaints we have about TikTok.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a good thing. Everyone enjoys TikTok. Everyone, you know, enjoys it, whatever. But I do feel like, and, you know, we've said it many times before, TikTok has kind of become what YouTube became in a less amount of time. So it's gone from personal opinions to non-stop selling product, which, again, is fine. It's like an influencer does. But when there's so many TikTok influencers, beauty influencers, so many whose videos pop up so much quicker than how you would consume YouTube, you know, one after the other, after the other, every 15 or so seconds, it does become too much.
It does.
And I wish TikTok would, because they've got the money too, I wish they would up their creative fund, because would mean TikTokers would rely less on this sponsored content to make actual money.
Exactly. And they'll create
You know how, like, YouTube has AdSense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they create actual good content. Not bad that they're creating bad content, but content that doesn't just rely on the virality of a product or pushing a product or, you know, whatever. I just want TikTok to kind of catch up with where YouTube... what am I saying? I would like TikTok to catch up with where YouTube is as far as passive income, I guess you can call it.
100%. I do sometimes wonder, I'm like, do people who use TikTok on the regs upload content, I hope they know what they're missing out on when it comes to YouTube payment, you know what I mean? Because it is completely different and it is very beneficial. And for the amount of work they do, I do feel like sometimes they're missing out.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've seen when we went on this LA trip with Space NK, which was really fun. Oh, that's what we've done as well.
Oh yeah, we went to LA. There's a vlog on our YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, yeah. Most of the people we were with were TikTokers, and we couldn't believe how hard and constantly they worked. Oh my God,
they worked so much. Non-stop. While me and James were sitting there in the back of a bus, looking out the windows, just, you know, having a jolly, everyone else was like working.
They were all editing their videos on their phone, they were doing voiceovers in the corners of walls outside shops. Like, they were, like, honestly working so, so hard.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like a bit like, I wish TikTok would pay them more for the views that they get.
Yes, yeah, 100%, and the work they put in, because it's a lot of time spent doing it.
But I guess it works. I think the one thing we're forgetting is TikTok doesn't have those ads like YouTube does.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
So does that mean then they'd have to introduce skippable ads? Maybe they should.
Yeah, wait, how does that work? Oh, it's all very confusing.
Well, listen, I just want them to figure something out so that the kind of like overwhelming amount of beauty product review. But this is the thing as well, when people are like to me all the time, like, all you do is, you know, you're pushing product. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm a product review channel.
Yes.
So that's what it's always been. I talk about products and how they work and stuff.
Yeah. But
I just feel like it's different on YouTube because you talk longer about it. You can say the pros and cons, whereas TikTok, it's about this is great and what this is why and you should use it.
Yeah. What do you think about TikTok Shop, right? And just everyone seems to be selling something on TikTok.
Oh, I'm so fucking bored of seeing like, oh my God, mums, you need this 80-piece pen set. Men, you need this back razor that's on a stick.
I know.
Like all the shit that people are not using. Oh my God, have you seen this LED pen, reusable board pen or whatever the fuck it is? And this viral dish rack. This dish rack isn't fucking viral.
It's not viral.
There's no one going out, rushing out to buy a dish rack.
No.
Like you buy on Amazon. And it's interesting, though, seeing, like, there's one woman who sells any old shit. All her videos is literally just a TikTok shop link.
Yeah,
She can't like, that much stuff. She really can't.
No.
I think it's, again, adding to the overwhelming amount of just the feeling that when you go on TikTok, all it is ads. It's just kind of, like, adding to that. It's just too much. It's too much. Then also this whole thing of like, it is constant. And this whole thing of like Amazon storefront links on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of saying where the product's from, people are like, it's on my Amazon storefront.
Yeah,
say.
But like, how much is it? Check out my Amazon storefront.
Mm.
But like also say in the video, like, it's this much and it's on my Amazon storefront. You know what I mean? It adds to that like distrust of sales again.
Mm.
But I don't know.
But then again, from an influencer point of view, that is the only way they're making money because they don't have AdSense or they don't have any incentive to just post and earn money.
Yeah.
So I wish TikTok would figure something out to reward their influencers on the payment front.
It's kind of confusing the way they do it as well, because you can link something from the TikTok store. I've done it. And then in on the actual post, it makes it look like the brand has sponsored you to do it.
Yes.
When they haven't, when you have nothing to do with it. So I wish they kind of like, yes, ad, but also say, it says commission paid, but it doesn't explain. It should be like TikTok shop link. You know what I mean? Affiliate link or commission link rather than making it look like the brand has sponsored it. It's very strange. And it kind of is a little bit of, there's some misunderstanding as to what, I don't know. It's just all very confusing. And you know what? Everyone's like, the TikTok algorithm's so clever. Listen, I haven't asked to see LED pads that you write on.
Yeah, there's something, they're pushing stuff out that I feel like they maybe are pushing TikTok shop links out maybe too much.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea. I'm going to look at the ones I have a link to a product on and see if they perform better than the other ones. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what I mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But that's TikTok. I'm also hoping that people realize the benefits of doing YouTube over. Like if you're gonna go on to like TikTok and make a 10-minute video, you might as well upload it to YouTube and get some, you know, actual payment.
Yeah. Well, I did make some notes for our final podcast episode. I was going through my notes app on the plane, just trying to like delete some. It says last podcast episode talking points, and there's only one, and it's irrelevant to everything. And it's other European countries' royal families are like Disney royal families. And I don't know why I thought that would be good for our podcast.
wait, say that again. Say that again.
So other European countries' royal families are like Disney royal families. So, you know, like, I don't know, do Spain have a royal family? Or like Denmark?
Yeah, I think a lot of the European countries do.
Well, they're like those royal families that just pop up in, like, you know, the Princess Diaries and stuff. It's like, oh, with Queen and King of Andalusia.
Maldonia, like
Maldonia. All things like that. Do you know what I mean?
In what way? Sorry.
I don't know. Like, they kind of feel like they're not real. Like
this would have made for the most riveting podcast episode. We would have won awards. Why did we give up? Listen, I wish you had made more notes on that subject because, one, it's very important. Yeah. Two, yeah, it fits the theme of our podcast perfectly.
Perfectly.
Four, it's something we've all been thinking.
Yeah, no, everyone's been thinking it. Should we end it then?
Yeah, let's end it here. Listen, thank you so much for supporting this podcast. As we said, stay subscribed because there will be some occasional pop-up specials. And who knows, one day we might be back.
Yeah, we might actually...
But of course, you can find us on all other socials.
Yeah, don't worry about what I was going to say.
We're not going anywhere.
No, I was just saying...
No, go on. Oh, go
this,
on.
This isn't
What do you want to say about royal family?
Google Danish royal family. And I guess we'll see you sometime in the future.
Yeah, we'll see you over on Google.
Google video. Find us there.
Yeah, see you somewhere else. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.